My name is Amanda Guillo, and I'm here to share my testimony with each of you this morning. I came through grief share about 5 years ago following the loss of my mom. I actually lost her almost 19 years ago next week to suicide when I was 20 years old, and she was 41. So that was the big impetus for bringing me to grief share. We've also, my husband and I have suffered a couple of miscarriages. We have two children now, and he is currently going through grief share on Tuesday nights. We lost his father last fall after a short battle with cancer. So we've gone through a number of losses. Obviously, my mom's was a big definer in my early adulthood. And so I'm here just to share a little bit about what Christ has done through that loss in my life. So I would just open by saying that my mom's family history was one that was marked with a lot of turmoil. When I was 5 years old, I remember her sitting down to tell me my grandmother had passed away, her mom, who was also 41 at the time. And later in my childhood, my mom shared with me that she had also taken her life, my grandmother. And so most of the women in my family had been marked with really severe depression, bipolar disorder, substance abuse, you know, you name it, just a lot of brokenness. And so as a teenager, oldest child, people pleaser, worrier, just full of anxiety kind of kid that I was, I really sought to control what my family looked like, specifically how my mom dealt with things or didn't deal with things. I just tried to fill in all those gaps myself, completely on my own, absolutely without the Lord. And you can imagine where that got me. It was a pretty empty and lonely place to be. Once my mom began sharing with me not only about her mother, but her own childhood and just some hardships she had gone through that were just unfathomable to me, having had a pretty protected childhood, despite what I'm sharing with you, I felt those feelings of unforgiveness toward my mom's family and just how she was not protected in the way that I felt she should have been. And I'm a crier, so I'm probably going to let it loose here in a minute. So, you know, just those feelings of unforgiveness toward other people, those feelings of trying to control were a real big piece of my life at that point. I went to college and I immediately dove into a psychology degree because, of course, I can learn how to fix everybody else around me. And that just seemed like the perfect place for me to be. And so in that time, my parents had divorced and I just saw my mom slipping further and further away. My sister lived with her for one school year. And that was a time that she still to this day doesn't talk about because it was so hard on her. And so I continued just to try to parent my little sister, to try to comfort my mom or really even categorize her as what I understood it to be from a textbook, not giving her a lot of grace. And when I realized that was no longer working, I gave up. And it was shortly thereafter that she succeeded in taking her life. And so with that, I just felt an immense sense of guilt and regret and all those feelings that you feel when you lose someone that I know are natural now. We believe that she had one failed attempt about 6 months prior to her succeeding. So in looking back, it's almost been 19 years, like I shared. I have really, in the last 5 years since coming through grief share, been able to look back at that amount of time and kind of divide it up into thirds, where I feel like that first 5 years or so, I did what the world told me I should do. I dove into therapy. I read every book. I, you know, really openly grieved and tried to walk through all of those steps as best as I could. Again, that was completely on my own strength, not on the Lord's. And for that amount of time, it worked pretty well. I was able to finish college, begin working, got married to my husband. All those things, you know, life looked pretty good despite something pretty catastrophic happening. The next 5 years were marked with motherhood and having these two precious girls that we have. And I really began to experience a tremendous fear that just crippled me, a fear of losing one of my kids, fear of something happening to me and me not being there to mother them because I wanted that. My mom, you know, wasn't able to be there for us and I want nothing more than to be with my kids. So I just began to really be paralyzed in a state of fear. I couldn't feel joy even though I had these two healthy babies. And that's when I knew things were kind of coming off the rails. With my second daughter, I was diagnosed with postpartum depression. And so that was new and also a bit of a an opportunity for me to empathize with some of how my mom must have felt. I had not experienced that before. So in all of that, God was slowly drawing me closer to him, and I just didn't see it at the time. So in that time after my second child was born, I was able to come to Grief Share. And I came in very reluctantly, as most people probably do. It's not the most joyful place, you know, maybe to be. I know all of us don't want to be here. But I walked in the door and thought, you know, it's been 13 years since I've lost my mom, and I'm probably going to be in a room with people who've had losses so recent and so raw, and I really shouldn't be here. I should have fixed this already. I should have been done with this already. That's what I was telling myself. And I walked in the room, and we watched our video and went to our small group, and my leader was a suicide survivor. And I thought, okay, God, I will pay attention, because he clearly was putting people in my path. So all that to say, the last 5 years or so, thank you, they're right there, thank you. The last 5 years have just been an amazing period of growth and hope for me. I just, you know, through a number of struggles in my life, have just realized that I can just cling to his truth and knowing who he is. There's so many verses that spoke to me in this period of time. Romans 8:28 is a big one in my life, just knowing that he works all for good. And even though my mom made this choice that that certainly is not what God wanted for her, I know that in my sharing of that story and my sharing of the hope I have now, despite going through something like that, can speak to someone. He can use that. And I just pray that he does. Jeremiah 29:11, I know, you know, we all probably know that one, just that he has plans to give us a hope and a future. And when I first heard that that verse, I really connected it to just almost prosperity gospel, just almost this life here in this earth. And as I allowed him just to peel back all these layers of grief and what my life has looked like, I realized it's hope in him. And that is the only place that life can be found. So I wanted just to close this morning with Jesus calling from today. I don't know if any of you have this devotional, but the Lord was just nudging my heart this morning to open this early today. And I'm not a real easy early riser, despite having two little kids. But I just loved it. I think it spoke exactly to loss and what we're going through. So for March 24th, it says, "This is a time in your life when you must learn to let go of loved ones, of possessions, of control. In order to let go of something that is precious to you, you need to rest in my presence where you are complete. Take time to bask in the light of my love. As you relax more and more, your grasping hand gradually opens up, releasing your prized possessions into my care." And it goes on and shares a few verses, one of which is Isaiah 41:13. "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." And so that is just my prayer for each of you sitting here this morning, is that whatever, I'm so sorry, whatever your loss is, that that you can release that pain into his care, because the Lord does care for you, and he promises to give you hope despite this time in a world that's not the way he intended it to be. So I thank you guys for listening to me. Thank you for being here.